What happened? It became unconscious. And once it became unconscious, it went all the way from my mind into my muscles. And so I just knew without having to tell myself. And then once I knew how to drive a stick shift car, I didn't have to think about how to shift, how to drive. I could think about all sorts of other stuff. And matter of fact, I could hold the conversation. I could do a whole lot of things. I could sing a song that was on the radio, never giving a second thought to driving a stick shift car while I was driving it, which means all of a sudden that knowing was an unconscious knowing. And here's the real rub. Whatever is in the unconscious is in control. Your whole body was designed and is fearfully and wonderfully made that you don't have to think about making your heart beat or how to breathe or any of the other things that are part of what medical science calls your autonomic nervous system. Because all of that is going on right inside you at this very moment without your having to think about it. It's taking place at an unconscious level. And whatever is in the unconscious, as I just said a few minutes ago, is in charge, in control. So our mental models are deeply held inside us unconsciously. Now, there's a way to become aware of them, and we'll talk about that in one of the future segments of this series on necessary shifts. For now, I want you to just realize that those mental models are deeply embedded inside you, and they determine the way you think, the way you act, and the way you perceive situations. And it all happens while you're not consciously aware of it because you've repeated looking at reality so many times, like driving a stick shift car, that now it's just second nature to you and you don't even challenge the notions of what you perceive to be reality, even if what you perceive to be reality isn't reality at all. So your mental model creates the boundaries that determine your perception of reality. And one of the necessary shifts you need to make if you're going to live well and function well and experience the abundance that's been promised to you is that there has to be necessary shifts in your mental models. Here's the thing that you also need to realize about mental models that create boundaries. Because of your mental model or mental models of various things in your world, incoming information that doesn't fit your mental model gets missed. You don't even see it. You don't even recognize it because it doesn't gel with your mental model. So you don't even see it when it comes your way. Some information does pass through. However, it's filtered through your mental model, so it gets changed when it passes through to look like what you want it to look like instead of what it really is. Someone once wisely said, "We do not see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are." So, as it relates to mental models, when that incoming information doesn't fit our mental model, we don't see it, we miss it. And the information that does pass through, at least some of it, is filtered through the mental model, so we change it to suit our model. Only the information that fits our familiar ways of thinking and acting gets through your mental model unchanged. Let me say that again. Only the information that fits your familiar ways of thinking and acting gets through unchanged in your mental model. All the rest gets filtered. So what does that mean? Well, a mental model is also, you could call it a paradigm, a way of looking at reality. Well, you always experience what you believe, even if what you believe isn't true. You always experience what you believe. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And you need to realize that you always experience what you believe. So the only way for you to change your experience requires that you change your beliefs. In other words, your mental models need to go through a necessary shift. Now, let me shock you a little more.